要来读一些圣经哈。
Let's read the Bible passages.
诗篇一百三十二篇。
Psalm 132.
诗篇一百三十二篇。
Psalm 132.
第一到第八节。
From verses 1 to 8.
耶和华，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难，他怎么样向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿说，我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等我为耶和华寻着所在，为雅各的大能者寻着居所。我们听说约柜在以法他，我们就在基利耶林就寻见了，我们要进他的居所，在他脚前下拜。耶和华，求你兴起，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。
Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go upinto my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes nor slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it in Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the woods. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength.
历代至上。
And then First Chronicle,
第二十二章
chapter
22, 第六节
verse 6,
大卫对他儿子说，我儿啊，我心本想为耶和华神的名建造殿宇，只是耶和华的话临到我说，你流了多人的血，打了多次的大仗，你不可为我的名建造殿宇，因为你在我眼前是多人的血流在地上。
Then,
第六第七节
And David said to Solomon, My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a houseUnto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build a house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight.
我想我们也把第八、第九节读一下了。你要生一个儿子，他必做太平的人，我必使他安静，不被视为的仇敌扰乱。他的名要叫所罗门。他在位的日子，我必使以色列人平安康泰，他必为我的名建造殿宇，他要做我的子，我要做他的父，他做以色列的王，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon.And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father. And I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever.
十三节。
And then verse 13.
我在困难之中为耶和华的殿预备了金子十万他连的，银子一百万他连的，铜和铁多得无法可称。我也预备了木头石头，你还可以增添。
14. Now behold, in my trouble, I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000 talents of silver, and of brass and iron without weight, for it is in the abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and thou may add thereto.
约书亚记第三章。
And then Joshua chapter 3.
第一到第四节。
From verses 1 to 4.
约书亚记第三章第一到第四节。约书亚清早起来，和以色列众人都离开了石亭，来到约旦河，就住在那里。 等候过河。过了三天，官长走遍营中，吩咐百姓说：你们看见耶和华你们的神的月柜，又见祭司利未人抬坐，就要离开所住的地方，跟着月柜去。只是你们和月柜相离要2000肘，不可与月柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way there heretofore.
翻到新约的希伯来书第九章。
And then Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章第三到第五节。
From 3 to 5.
第二幔子后又有一层帐幕叫做至圣所，有金香炉，有包金的约柜，柜里有圣马拿的金冠和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块月板，柜上面有荣耀基路伯的影照着施恩座。这几件我现在不能一一细说。
And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer, the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubim of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly.
最后我们还是翻到使徒行传。
And then lastly, turn to
13章22节。
13:22.
使徒行传13章22节。
Acts 13:22.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻着耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
And when he removed him, that's all, he raised up unto David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.
我这几次就是跟弟兄姊妹交通到大卫。
I have been fellowshipping with brothers and sisters regarding David.
我今天要结束这个大卫最后面的这一段。
And I'm concluding the last section about David.
我们知道大卫是一个另有一个心智的人。
We know that David is one who has another spirit of mind.
神一直在找有没有一个合他用的器皿。
And the Lord kept looking for a vessel whom he can use.
大卫被神找到。
Now David was found out by the Lord.
他并且是一个非常重要的器皿。
And he is a very important vessel.
圣经给他一个结论说他一个是合神心意的人。
The Bible gave a comment that he is a man after God's own heart.
我们已经交通过他几个特点。
We have shared a particular characteristic about him.
他是一个能够等候神的人。
He is one who can wait for the Lord.
你要知道等候实在是难。
We know it's very hard to wait.
尤其我们如果心还不定的话，那个等候是要命的。
Especially when our heart is not fixed.
所以啊，大卫懂得等候神。
David knows how to wait upon the Lord.
我只想在这里重复两件的事情。
I wanted to repeat two things.
我们读过圣经里面说我终身的事在主的手中。
We read in the Bible that my times are in your hand.
用英文来讲就是说我所有关乎我的事那个时间在主的手中。
That means that everything that's going to happen and about me is in God's hand.
如果我们知道这件事的话，你问自己，你会不去烦恼吗？你会不去寻求吗？
If you really know this thing, won't you be seeking after him?
说当我们要寻求他的时候，你必须等他的时间。
So if you're really seeking after him, you need to wait for his timing.
我第二个我提到的哈，这个神会在我身上完成一件事情，自然的完成，哦，超自然的完成，在他的时间，是为着给他得荣耀的。
I also mentioned God will accomplish a task in me naturally, or supernaturally in His precise timing to bring glory to Himself.
我们要抓住这个发生在我身上的事，跟他有关的。
We need to know that things that happen in our lives are really connected to Him.
因为我们有个仇敌，叫做魔鬼撒旦。
Why? Because we have an enemy, the devil, the Satan.
说跟我发生了关系的，只要我愿意带到神面前的，就能够给神得荣耀。
As long as we are willing to bring anything about ourselves to the Lord, we can bring glory to the Lord.
什么叫合神心意的人？
What does it mean to be a man after God's own heart?
就是一个人能够寻求他的心意，神的心意。
This is a man who's seeking after God's will.
我们要寻求他的心意，必须我们愿意行他的心意。
We seek his heart in his will, and we want to walk in his will.
如果我们不愿意遵行，寻来就是好奇。
If we're not ready to walk in his will, we're just being curious.
我常常听到很多年轻人跟我讲 ，I'm curious， 我很好奇这个是什么样。我跟你讲，给你知道也没用，因为你不会走的。
Many young people say to me, "Oh, I'm curious about this and that." Well, even if you know, you're not going to walk in it.
寻求他的心意，乃是明白了我能够走的。
If you seek after his heart, when you understand, you're going to walk in it.
第三个，大卫。不只写，他是一个唱诗的人，说他写了很多诗歌。
Now David not only wrote the song, but he is a man of songs.
你发现他的感觉非常细腻。
He is very detailed and tender in his feelings.
诗歌是发表我们里面真实的感受。
Songs reveal what's the innermost feeling in us.
所以我们里面必须是真实的。
So what in us?Things should be real.
我里面是真实的要他。
If we really want him,
我真实的相信他。
If I really believe in him,
我真实的称颂他。
If I really praise him,
我真实的高举他。
If I really exalt him,
你知道你能够做到这个，这个叫做敬拜。
If you can really do this, this is what we call worship.
很多人就讲这个敬拜，我去敬拜神，我们不懂什么叫敬拜。
Many people talk about worship or go to worship, but they don't really understand what is worship.
因为真正敬拜是把我摆在一个对的地位，把神也摆在对的地位。
Because real worship is putting myself in the right position and putting God in the rightful place.
所以我们必须在这个上面能够认识我们自己的，也认识我们的神。
So in this, we need to know ourselves and know our God.
所以在这些上面哈，我们讲过，我们要学习信心的功课，走信心的路。
We say that we want to learn faith and how to walk in faith.
我们要学习祷告，主是怎么能听祷告的。
And we want to learn how to pray and how God listens to our prayer.
有很多时候我们就觉得 surprise， 主怎么这次听了？或者 surprise， 主为什么没听了？
Many times we were just surprised. How come God listened to me this time? And some other times, how come He doesn't listen to me?
我们要懂得主是如何听我们祷告的。
We need to learn, you know, how the Lord listened to our prayer.
我们最近查经在讲到这个十个童女。
In our Bible study, we were studying the parable of the ten virgins.
有五个聪明，五个愚拙。
There were five wise and five foolish.
他们都是神的儿女。
All of them are children of God.
但是呢，他说他瓶子里面的油有的多，有的 仅仅一点点。
But then for some, the oil in their vessels is there are a lot, but for others only a little bit.
你说这个油要怎么增加呢？
Now, how do we increase the amount of oil?
马太福音二十五章那里讲的要买。
In Matthew 25, it talks about buying the oil.
那我就跟弟兄姊妹好好去看了启示录里面第三章讲到要买。
And I directed brothers and sisters to Revelation 3, talking about buying.
买是要付代价的。
When we buy things, we have to pay a price.
你不能够想很自由的、很容易的、顺顺利利就可以有了。
It cannot be done, you know, very easily, and then you can get something.
那里提了三件事情。
There it mentioned three things.
他说，第一个买火炼的金子。
First is to buy refined pure gold.
那是要我们真正走信心的路。
That means we have to walk by faith.
他说你要买白衣穿上。
Second is to buy the white raiment.
说弟兄姊妹，你要知道我们信主了，见主如果都可以通过的，有两件白衣要穿的。
We know that if we're gonna go through, we have to have two white garments.
第一件白衣是我们蒙恩信主之后，主就给我们一件，是白白给我们的。
The first white garment is from the Lord.When we believe, He gave that to us freely.
第二个是要买的。
But the second one we have to buy.
你要付代价才有。
Because we have to pay a price to get it.
这圣经告诉我，这是圣徒所行的义。
And that's the righteousness of the saints.
我们能够行神眼中看为对的事。
We have to do the things that are right in God's eyes.
第三个，买眼药擦你的眼，使你看见。
The third is to buy eye salve, and that will let you see.
什么是眼药？
Now, what is eye salve?
这个眼药使我能够不要去爱世界。
That eye salve helped me not to love.
因为爱世界，我就看不见。
Because if I love the world, I cannot see God.
如果里面不顺服，我也看不见。
If I don't obey, then I will not see either.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在大卫身上，我们能够看到求主给我们能够真正单纯。
So in David's life, tells us how to be really simple before the Lord.
但你要单纯，注意我们的动机要对。
And to do that, our motivations have to be right.
动机不对也没用。
If we have the wrong motives, it's useless.
我们要证明给人看我有多爱主。
We want to prove to others how much I love the Lord.
这个没啥用的。
That's useless.
真正的爱主是主看我们的心的。
Truly, the one who truly loves the Lord knows because he sees your heart.
大卫是一个寻求他心意的人。
David is one who seeks God's heart.
神就立他做王治理以色列百姓。
And God put him as king to rule over Israel.
你知道这不是神最终的目的。
We know that's not the end purpose of God's will.
神最终的目的是神自己要做他百姓的王。
Because the real purpose of God is to be king himself of his people.
大卫懂这一点。
Now David knows that.
扫罗不懂这一点。
But Saul does not.
扫罗一做王，他就要自己做事了。
Because when Saul became king, he wants to do things out of himself.
你发现大卫做王。
But when you compare David when he was king,
他有过这些，显出他另有一个心智。
What happened? You can see that he has another spirit of mind.
他一生做了两件重要的事。
He did two important things in his life.
第一个，寻找约柜。
First is he searched for the ark.
第二个，他寻找给神一个居所。
The second is he looked for a dwelling place for God.
治理跟打仗还不是他最重要的。
To rule and to war are not the most important things.
最要紧的是神在这里。
The most important thing is the presence of God.
我们要问约柜是什么。
We have to ask, what is the ark?
刚刚我跟大家看希伯来书，新约了，还在讲约柜。
We looked at the book of Hebrews, which is in the New Testament, and it's still talking about.
他坐在前约里面有约柜。
There is an ark before him.
约柜里面他说有法版十诫。
In the ark, there is the tablet, which is the Ten Commandments.
法版里面有亚伦的杖发芽了。
And in the ark, there is the rod of Aaron which budded.
它有一罐子，里面有玛拿。
And then there is a vessel with manna.
所以我们来看看这三样东西。
So let's look at all this.
为什么大卫一做王他就找约柜？
Why did David look for the ark once he became king?
十诫讲到神的性情。
The Ten Commandments talks about the character of God.
神愿意才十个诫，就能够把神自己启示给人。
Just with Ten Commandments, he can reveal himself to people.
但那里讲到人跟神的关系，还有人跟人的关系。
It talks about the relationship with man to God and man to man.
发芽的杖，你知道那个杖是死的。
Now the budded rod of Aaron, we know that rod is dead.
不是你家里那个 plant， 还种在土里面。
It is not a plant.
这个已经是一个干的杖。
You know, that rod is already dried up.
但它可以发芽。
And yet, it can bud.
所以这告诉我们说神是死而复活的神。
This tells us that God is one who is dead and then alive.
神是赐生命的神。
He is one who gives life.
第三个玛拿。
And then the third is manna.
神天天从天上赐给人。
Manna is given to man every day.
乃是讲到神是供应的源头。
It talks about God is the supplier.
也是使无变为有的神。
And he brings something out of nothing.
所以我们看到约柜本身就是把神的本质显给人看。
So the ark shows the substance of God to man.
他是如何的一位神。
What is he like?
有了约柜就有见证。
With the ark, there is the testimony.
我们知道约柜到了新约，这个约柜是预表主耶稣的。
We know that the ark is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们说约柜，神要在约柜中上面的施恩座对人说话。
We know thatGod wants to speak to man on that mercy seat on top of the ark.
然后在约书亚记告诉我们说，神要他的百姓跟着约柜走。
And then in the book of Joshua, it tells the people to walk with the ark.
所以我们在这里要知道，约柜在这里提醒我们，他是谁。
The ark tells us who God is.
他要我们跟着约柜走。
He wants us to follow the ark.
他很想跟人说话。
God wants to speak to man.
但是人不见得要跟他说话。
But men do not necessarily want to respond.
在历史的里面记载，当人不对的时候，神就不说话。
We know that in history, when man is not right, God stops speaking.
你知道，如果你孩子小的时候。他就算站在你面前听你讲话，你讲一大堆，我担保他没有一句听进去。
We know when the kid is young, and even if he's standing before you, and then you talk to him, probably nothing went into him.
我不讲大一点，大一点我就不知道了。这个小孩子，反正他就是决定不听你的，你讲跟他讲多少话，讲完了吗 ？OK， 拜拜。OK， 什么都没听到。
A little child, if he decides.Not to listen to you. You can keep talking, and then after you say that, he's like, "Oh, good, I'm leaving."
我们的神当看到我们人不对的时候，他就闭嘴不讲话。
But God, when see that a man is not right, He will just not speak.
所以我们要求主，在我们信主以后的年日里面，尽量我们能够做一个对的人。
So after we believe in Him, we have to.Try our best to be a right person.
亚伯拉罕生以实玛利，神十三年不跟他讲话。
After Abraham had Ishmael, For 13 years, God did not speak to him.
在你的生命里面有经历过神对你讲话跟不对你讲话吗？
In your life, have you experienced God speaking to you and then God being silent to you?
我恐怕我们很多人根本就不知道是怎么一回事。
Probably most of us don't really know what the difference is.
圣经里面给我们看很多，你看四世纪很乱的时候，圣经讲神的言语稀少，很少讲话。
We know that in the book of Judges, it says that the word of the Lord is few and far apart in the book of Judges.
从马拉基书旧约最后一本书到主施洗约翰出现，也四百多年主不讲话。
And then from
神不讲话。
And then from the book of Malachi to when the time of John the Baptist, for 400 years, the Lord did not speak.
你知道我们刚刚读了诗篇讲到大卫去寻找约柜。
We read in the Psalms that David go look for the ark.
你知道约柜造好了，后来一直到士师最后的两个士师啊，一个叫以利，对吧？后面一个叫撒母耳。
We know that and the last two judges, Eli and Samuel.
你知道约柜虽然在示罗，但是好像没人真的管这个约柜在不在。
Even though at that time the ark was in Shiloh, but nobody really cared about it.
他们打仗打败了。跟菲利斯人打败仗了，打第二次的时候，他们把约柜抬出去了。
In the second battle when they fought the Philistine and they were failing, they took out the ark.
他们以为把神搬出来就能够打胜仗。
They thought that when they take out that ark and have God there, they're gonna win.
你要知道，神是看内心的，不在乎你外面做什么。
But God looks at the heart, not on what your action is.
你知道我们有时候很紧张一些事情，那段时间你特别多读特多圣经，对吗？
When you're very nervous about something, maybe that's the time you read the Bible the most.
神根本不看你外面读了多少圣经，神看你内心有没有真正转向我悔改。
Oh, God does not pay attention to how much Bible you have read, but He looked at the heart. Has the heart really turned towards me?
你发现神让约柜被掳。
You see.God just let the ark be captured.
神说你只要外面的，我约柜都可以被掳。我要告诉你，我不在你们当中。
If everything is just outward, he doesn't care. He can let the ark be captured because God is not really present there anyway.
圣经告诉我们说，七个月后，约柜从腓利斯地运回来。
After 7 months, the ark was given back.
回到以色列地，但你发现没有人去问约柜再回来了。
Even though the ark was returned to the land of Israel, but nobody really asked where the ark is.
你知道那时候撒母耳已经做士师了。
You know, at that time, Samuel was already a judge.
20年没人问这件事。
For 20 years, nobody asked about the ark.
圣经告诉我们说，撒母耳侍奉神，服侍着这百姓，用了20年，才终于把这些人的心转向神。
Samuel used 20 years before the hearts of the people were turned to the Lord.
20年不短啊。
20 years, it's not a short time.
我们说2年就够久了吧。
When we think of 2 years, that seems long enough.
我们说哇，你用5年时间，人都还没转向主啊。
5 years and people haven't turned to the Lord.
我们今天讲我们的可能恩赐都没撒母耳大吧。
Now today we said our gifts are not as great as Samuel.
他一个小孩子，神就直接跟他讲话了。
When he was a little kid, the Lord already spoke to him.
20年才把神的百姓转向神。
And it took him 20 years to turn the hearts of the people.
当人转向神，还是不 care 神在不在。
But even when their hearts return to the Lord, they still don't care.
那时候人就要自己找王。
At that time, these people want to find a king for themselves.
所以扫罗做王。
And that's why Saul became king.
扫罗做王40年，根本不注重神在不在。
and Saul was king for 40 years, and the same way, he didn't care God, where God is.
约柜回来了60年，没人去问他在哪里。
The ark had already come back 60 years, but nobody asked about it.
弟兄姊妹，我们每次，我这个每次受浸说 I will follow Jesus. What do you mean? 你究竟啥意思啊？你要跟从主。
Every time there's a baptism and we say, I will follow Jesus, what do you mean by that?
这些人嘴巴说跟从主，神在回来在当中，没人 care 这件事的。
These people with their mouth, they say they want the Lord, but they don't care about where the ark is.
因为约柜不在，我们的侍奉敬拜仪式什么造就？
Why?Because even with the ark, they can still worship, they can still serve, they can still do everything.
我们讲到以色列百姓那段时间，神在不在，他们为什么会不 care? 因为他们所做的还是继续。
Why wouldn't they not care? Because they can still do the same thing they want to do.
我们讲到今天教会的情况也差不多，因为主在不在，我们照样聚会。
Today, the condition of the church is very similar. Because whether the Lord is here or not, we can continue doing all these things.
我们弟兄很孝上是交通，我们这个一个月有两次聚会，或者我们只要常常一周有两次的聚会，我们就满足了。我不错啊，我。
韩孝 last time shared, well, if we have two meetings in a week, we're already happy.
神所以说启示录告诉我们，到了我们这个时代，基督徒大部分人的情况是怎么样的？
Now in Revelation it tells us in our generation what is the condition of Christians today.
第一个，不冷不热。
We are lukewarm.
心是冷淡的。
Our heart is really cold.
第一个我也不太热也不太冷，我每周聚会好了，我也不错了。
I'm not hot and I'm not cold. I come to meeting every week. That's good. That's good enough.
第二个表现，
The second manifestation，
很喜欢表示自己的意见。
We like to talk about our own opinions.
我们不是很能够听到神讲的话，只是我很想发表我的意见。
It is very hard for us to hear the Lord, but we like to speak of our own opinion.
所谓的民主，在神的家中是神主，不是民主。
We know that in God's house, there's no democracy. It is God who is ruling.
说第三个，就主在不在，不重要。
And so, whether God is present or not,It's not important.
说他讲到他最末了这个教会的情况是主在外面敲门，我可以进来你的聚会吗？
And so the condition of the church in the last day is the Lord is outside and he's knocking at the door. Can I come in?
因为我们不注重主究竟在不在。
Why? Because we don't really care whether God is here or not.
所以这个就是告诉我们说要注意，不要只走外面。人看得见的路。
This is telling us that we cannot only focus on outward things where people can see.
我们要里面懂得来跟从主。
We need to follow the Lord from within.
说刚刚我们读约书亚记哈，约柜在前头走，神的百姓在后面跟。
We read in the book of Joshua where the ark was in front.And the people were following on.
我们说约柜预表到我们的主。
We say the ark represents our Lord.
我们知道主在哪里了吗？
Do we know where the Lord is?
我们知道主今天要走去哪里吗？
Do we know where the Lord is heading?
如果我不知道怎么跟呢？
If we do not know where he's heading, how do I follow?
我过去这些年啊，我里面有一个很深的一个感觉，就是跟从主。实在不是容易的事。
Through these years, I found out that following the Lord is not an easy thing.
我过年轻一点的时候，以为跟从主说多明白点圣经知识，我就是跟从主。
When I was younger, I thought if I understand more the Bible, then I know how to follow him.
但是如果你越认识神的心意，你发现你要跟从主实在不容易。
But the more you know the Lord's heart, you know it's not easy to follow him.
我们要注意，不要把跟从主 following Jesus 成为一个口号。
We cannot make following Jesus as a slogan.
能说不能行。
We can speak of it, but we cannot walk in it.
除非我们真的要那个真实的 reality, the real substance, 真实那个实际的东西。
Unless we want the real substance,
如果你真的要的话，你会发现跟从主不容易的。
If you really want that,Then you will know it's not easy.
我们要看我们要怎么样来跟从主。
Let's look at how do we follow the Lord.
当然我们必须是一个重生的人。
Of course, we have to be one who has been born again.
我们不重生，我们不会跟从主。
If we're not even born again, we cannot follow the Lord.
第二个，我们要跟从主，必须认识我自己。
If we want to follow the Lord, we have to know ourselves.
我们一定要认识自己。
We have to know ourselves.
你知道我们属灵的成长，第一步是开始认识自己。我开始认识主。
The first step in our spiritual growth is to first know ourselves, and then we'll know the Lord.
因为我们今天最大的问题不认识自己，我们稍微对主有点心，觉得自己不错。
Today we don't know ourselves. If we have some heart for the Lord, we think, oh, we're good enough.
So, 今天要我们认识我们自己。
But the Lord wants us to know ourselves.
我们跟弟兄姊妹一些弟兄姊妹在交通出埃及记。
Brothers and sisters together, we're sharing about the book of Exodus.
你知道他们出埃及就是要进迦南地。
The motive of leaving.Egypt is to get into Canaan.
从一个算是很多物质丰富，到了另外一个也是物质丰富的地方。
It is like leaving a place with so much material thing to another place with material.
但你发现神出了埃及，必须先进旷野。
But before you even get to Canaan, you have to pass by the wilderness.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，这旷野是什么都没有的。
In the wilderness.There is nothing.
我阿姨有一年跟这个陈锡珍弟兄他们去了看旷野，真的去旷野。
My aunt went with Christian Chen on a trip to the wilderness.
他说飞机就在旷野降下来了。
The plane landed in the wilderness.
他说一看就是大而可畏的旷野，什么都没有。
Truly, it is a great and fearful type of wilderness.
我想我们不需要每个都去过才明白什么叫大而可畏啊。
Well, we don't really need to go ourselves to realize that.
圣经告诉我们，旷野只有荆棘，只给骆驼吃的，不是给你吃的。
We know that the wilderness only has thorn bushes, and therefore the camels, not for us.
你要知道，对这些以色列百姓，我们本来住在屋子里面的，是砖屋子里的里面。我有的种田，现在出去，我什么都做不了，什么都没得做。
Just think about the Israelites. They were in a place of material wealth, and they were farming, and now they go to a place that's so barren.
你想想看，你会习惯吗
？Are you going to be comfortable? Are you going to be used to it?
你知道我初初从香港过来这里的时候。
When I first came from Hong Kong to this place,
香港的屋子都是砖的，砖 bricks.
The houses in Hong Kong were made of bricks.
然后我住到这个小小的一个 dorm room apartment 是木头的。
And here, in that place where I live, it's built of wood.
我很不安全。
I don't feel secure.
我觉得这个木头可以保住我吗？
I thought, well, can the wood protect me?
因为有人伸进一拳也把它打开，因为那个只是一个 sheet rock 在里面，对吧
？A stronger person, if they knock it in, it's just sheet rock.
我一开始很不习惯，我觉得这里安全吗
？So I was not used to it. I thought, is this safe?
然后呢，香港人多得不得了。
And then in Hong Kong, there were a lot of people.
车子一走出去，连灯也没有，这个我躺下来都没有人会救我。
And then here, if I go out, there's nobody. If something happens to me, nobody's gonna save me.
我跟你讲，环境有一个 dramatically 的一个改变的话，我告诉你，你不习惯的。
When your environment changed dramatically, you're not gonna be used to it.
你知道，对以色列百姓来讲，他只有两条路。
For the Israelites, they have two ways.
一个回埃及。
One is to go back.
千万不要怪他们，说我们找另外一个领袖把我们带回埃及，因为真的很难活。
Don't blame them when they say we want another leader, because it was really hard life for them.
要就回去。
So they can go back.
要就在这里好好听神的话，看怎么办呢？就不听他是死在这里了。
Otherwise.They have to listen to God here or die here.
你坦白讲，他没选择的。
So actually, they don't have any choice.
过红海过来的。
Because they crossed the Red Sea to get to this place.
回去要游回去了。
So actually, they have to swim back.
因为绳子给摩西，身上才会分开水啊！你别的就带着你游泳。
The water part is because God let Moses.Did that,
或者
now you have to swim back.
或者弄一条船，这里划回去。
Or maybe build a boat and go back.
在新约的意思，过红海是我们信主受尽，离开了。你想，你已经受尽信主，你该回去不信吗
？The meaning of crossing the Red Sea is we believe and we're baptized and.So can you go back to not?
你说神啊，把你的生命拿走，拿走，我要回去，行吗
？So are you going to tell the Lord take back your life?
你会发现这是一条不归路。
So you know that this is a way that actually there's no way back.
说神要人先进旷野。
So God wants man to enter the wilderness first.
认识自己，我什么都没办法做了。
To know oneself that there's nothing I can do.
不管你是什么大学教授了，在那里没什么书好教了。
If you are a professor, you cannot teach there.
你是针灸师啊，这个可能有很多荆棘哪来针？这个其他什么都没了。
If you're an acupuncturist, maybe you can use all those thorns.
对，因为那里什么医药也没有了嘛，就针还可以了。这个，你想想看，没什，我没什么，哎，我针完我还要吃饭呢，这哪来饭呢？没饭吃。
Well, you need to eat, but there's no food there.
所以你发现神第一步要他们学的，认识你什么都做不到。
So the first step, the first thing the Lord wants them to know is there's nothing you can do there.
你只有仰望神。
All you can do is look to God.
今天有些人说，哎呦，你们信耶稣的人真没用啊，每个都弱成那个样子的。
Many people say, oh, you Christian, you're so weak.
我们有时候就怕别人就这样讲。
And we're afraid of that kind of a comment from people.
我认识我自己，我就不怕你讲我 weak. Yeah, I'm weak, but my Lord is strong. 来试试看。
But if you really know yourself, you say, well, I'm weak, but my Lord is strong.
Yeah, 我当然 weak, 我没办法，但我所信的神是强，比你强多了。
Well, I'm weak, but the God I believe in is stronger than you.
所以我们要给人看见我所信的主，又强又活，又新鲜，是吧？他就与我同在的。
What we want them to see is our Lord is strong, He's alive, and He's with me.
So, 第一件事，神要我们真的认识，我们是不行的。
So, the first thing the Lord wants us to know is there's nothing we can do.
今天这个社会，我们建立了一堆是精英，对吧？
Today in this society,
精英一类，呀呀呀呀。对吧？从中学不从幼儿园对吧？开始就栽培精英了对吧？十项全能的。
We look up.
他在听我讲。
We look up to you know high achievers. So
yeah, high achievers.
You know we start when they're very young. We promote that.
对啊，高中然后大学哦，名校然后就在读都是名校对吧
So we want them to achieve and go to good school.
我问你，你今天要他说我不行吗？
So do you want them to say I can't do anything?
你知道有多难再把他全打光了吗？
It is very hard to pull them down to nothing.
摩西就是一直从名校出来的，对吧？
Moses is one who kept on going to good schools.
四十年把他打掉。
And it took the Lord 40 years to break
down. 他四十年后他说我不行，我不行。
Because after 40 years, he said, you know, I can't do anything.
他真的不行吗？
Really? He can't do anything?
后面四十年带着以色列百姓全部靠他以前学过的。
But he led the Israelites out of Egypt and led them through.
但他认识一件事，我是不行，我的神行。
He know one thing.I can't, but my Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们还有点心想侍奉主的话，
If we have a heart to serve the Lord,
如果我们想不是那一批倒闭在旷野的人的话，
If we do not want to be those who fell in the wilderness,
我们要早早认识我是不行的。
Let us really know that we can't.
我们地没有四十年。
We have no 40 years.
你今天二十岁有四十年，六十岁跟我差不多了，到那时候。
Maybe if you're in your 20s, you have 40 years, you'll be like me, 60.
你今天四十岁，四十年，八十，还可以吧？
If you're in your
这个可能还活着。
If you're 40s, you have 40 years, maybe you're still living when you're 80.
所以我们求主，我没有这么厉害，所以我可能减二十，我二十年就行，对吧？我不是名校出来的嘛，二十年就行。
But since I'm not as accomplished as Moses, because I didn't go to a good school, maybe it will only take 20 years to break me down.
我的意思不是说明大不是 good school, 我是够着明大的。这个，我的说就是说，就我如果没有去了什么很出名的学校，这个，或者我没有觉得我有什么厉害。
So let's say if I don't think that I went to the top school, and I don't think I'm that accomplished,
我们今天要第一步认识我不行，但是认识不是消极的哈，我认识我所信的主是信的。
But still I have to know I can't, but my Lord can.
所以第二，这个第二点，你要跟从主，要认识自己。
So the first step, you need to know yourself.
不要对自己有一个太良好的感觉，我不错。
You can't be feeling good about yourself.
保罗到往年还讲我是罪人中的罪魁。
Even Paul in his old age, he said he's the chief of sinners.
不是主的恩典，我不会走到今天的。
If it is not for the grace of God, I would not be here today.
第三个，我们要认识神是掌权的。
The third is we need to know that God is in control.
神是供应的。
God supplies.
神是眷顾的。
And God takes care.
你发现他们给神给他玛拿吃。
You see, the Lord provided manna.
你发现他们穿的衣服没破，鞋子也没破。
You see, you know their clothes were never torn and their shoes never worn out.
我虽然不行，我的神行。
Even though I can't, but my God is able.
他要带着我走过这些路。
And he's able to lead me all the way.
这才给你周遭的人稀奇，你是说怎么走过来的？
That will show people around you, and they will be amazed how you went through.
第四个。能够把主权给主的。
And the fourth is to yield our rights to the Lord.
要知道，一个人能够真的把主权给主，他必须能够心有个转变。
For you to be able to yield your rights to the Lord, there should be a turning in your heart.
我们读一节圣经啊，腓立比书第二章。
So let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第二十二节。
22.
二十一节。
21.
别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ.
这句话哈，我们有谁不求自己的事？举个手看看。
Is there any among us here who don't seek our own?
我们都在求自己的事。
Of course, we're seeking for own things.
那保罗在这里说，有人要求耶稣基督的事吗？
But here, Paul said, who is seeking the thing of Christ?
你知道，我们不小心，我们爱主都是求自己的事。
Maybe we love the Lord, but we're really after our own things.
我们不是在求耶稣基督的事。
We're not really seeking a Christ thing.
但保罗在这里说，我们必须里面有个转。
So there needs to be a turning inside.
我们怎么样会求耶稣，求别人的事呢？
How can we be seeking the things of Christ, the things of other people?
因为我看中那个人。
Why? Because I value that person.
一个男孩子追求一个女孩子。
When a man is pursuing a woman.
哇，这个今天可能倒转哈，女生追求男生 ，I don't know.
Or maybe it's the other way around today.
你会发现，你心中整天想着那个人，对吧？
All your heart is just thinking about that person.
你就注意他喜欢什么。
You're paying attention. What does this person like?
对吧？所以你就会哪一天 surprise 他一下，哎呦，那就会，哎，你怎么知道呢？
So you want to surprise the person, and then the person says, "Oh, how did you find out?"
啊，心中就很感动了，对吧
？And then you're so touched.
你像我们的神也是一样。神就你怎么会知道我要什么呢
？But the same way with the Lord, the Lord says, "How do you know that's what I like?"
你知道到第二点，找到大卫要为神找个居所，神就有一个，你怎么知道我想找个居所呢
？In the second point, when David was seeking for a dwelling place for the Lord, the Lord's like, "How do you know that? That's what I want."
所以弟兄姊妹，跟主走，里面的心必须变。
So to follow the Lord, there should be a turning in the heart.
你里面不变，跟不了主走的。
If there's no change from within, it's not possible to walk with the Lord.
今天在座我们都说信主。
Today, all of us here are believers.
Do you mean it? 你真的信主吗？
Do you really mean it? Do you believe?
如果你说我真的是接受主，我是信主的。
If you say, "I really believe, I really accepted the Lord."
你既然讲他，我信主，他是主，我就是要跟他走嘛。这圣经就说跟他走啊。
If you say he is Lord, then you need to follow him.
但是我们跟得了吗
？But can we follow?
内心没有一个转，跟不了。
If there's no change within our heart, we cannot.
我常常跟大家读这个，因为我从年轻就是这句话改变了我。马太福音六章三十三节，知道哪一节就根本不用翻了。
Matthew 6:33, you probably know this, and maybe you don't even have to turn to it.
因为主耶稣说，先求我的果与我的义，
because,
这些东西都给你。
Because the Lord said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you."
我们求。我们都求自己的事，我们只要那些东西啊。
Yes, we're asking for our own things.
我们只要这些东西。
And those are the only things we want.
但主在这里说，你先求我的东西。
But the Lord tells us, "Seek my things."
你先关心我的事。
If you mind my things,
你要的我都给你。
Then I will provide.For you, what
你记得神问了所罗门，你要什么，我都给你。
The Lord asked Solomon, "What do you want? I will give it to you."
是吧？今天问问大家，你要什么？主如果给你一个这个 button， 你要什么按就给你。
The Lord,
我很想知道你按什么。
The Lord gives you a button and said, "Once you push it, you'll get what you want." I really want to find out what will you be asking for?
我绝对相信你们后来就后悔了。
I'm sure you will regret what you wanted.
哎呀，我怎么这么笨？按这个，我应该按那个。
Oh, I'm so dumb. Why did I push this and not that one?
我们如果被问这个问题，真的不知道讲什么，对吧？如果我正在交朋友，很喜欢那个，就给我那个人可以了，对吧？结果呢，交往没多久，哎呀，按错了，这个人根本就不对，对吧？哎，你不要跟他在笑啊，你要讲。
Maybe you like this person, and so you said to the Lord, "This is the person I want." And then after a while, you're like, "Oh, I made a mistake."
对啊，这你要知道，我们选择真的出事的。
Our choice always gets into trouble.
哎呀，我觉得所罗门怎么就是预备好的一个人。
How can Solomon be one who's so prepared?
问题问来的时候，他就回答：“我要智慧。
”When the question came, He knows. He said, "I want wisdom."
哎，这个很摸着神的心。这个，他说你什么都没求，就求智慧。
And that touched the heart of God. He said, "You didn't ask for anything else. You asked for wisdom."
圣经怎么讲？神对所罗门说：“你没问的，你没求的，全给你。”
And the Lord said, "The things that you did not ask, I will grant you."
这里就讲交给你。
And it's the same what it says here. It will be added to you, all these things.
加给你。
It's added.
是你还没求，还没想过，我已经给你了。
You haven't even asked for, but the Lord already gives you.
好过你自己按那个 button, 好过你自己要的，还比那个好。
It's better than you yourself pushing that button.
但是你要先求，他的国与他看为对的事。
But seek His kingdom and what He sees as right.
说圣经里面哈，说我们跟从主，我就读这，我们来读这两节圣经哈，马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew 16.
马太福音十六章二十四节。
16:24.
于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
这句话就是我刚刚讲心的转变。
This is what I'm saying, a turning in the heart.
上个礼拜我们看陈弟兄交通的彼得否认主。
Last week we heard Brother Chen saying how Peter denied the Lord.
彼得不承认是对的，对象错了，他应该不承认自己，而不是不承认主。
Denying is correct, but he denied the wrong person. He should deny himself.
舍己是给我看到我真的不行。
Denying myself is seeing that I cannot.
十字架也是让我们越过越看见我这个自己太糟糕了。
The cross shows us how depraved I am.
说当我一个转变在里面的转变，我能够跟从主。
And because of that change in me, I can now follow him.
约翰福音第八章。
Now John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章第十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必得着生命的光。”
Then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world.He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life."
跟从主的结果是不走在黑暗里的。
The result of following the Lord is not to walk in darkness.
你跟着约柜走，不在黑暗里的。
If you follow the ark, you're not going to be in darkness.
你知道，在黑暗里就整天跌嘛，是不是？这跌到到处都受伤。
If you are in the dark, it'sYou always stumble, you always get hurt.
主耶稣说，你跟我走，我就是光，你绝对不会走在黑暗里。
If you walk with me, and I'm the light, you're gonna not be in darkness.
你知道，我们在黑暗里面就是有摸索，出路在哪里不知道。
When we are in the dark, we don't know the exit. We're just, stumbling.
我们连前面要走的路也不知道。
We won't even know the way before us.
在黑暗里，我很纠结。
In the dark, I'm confused.
应该走东走西，我全部不知道。
Because I don't know if I should head east or west.
所以一个人真的懂得跟从主的话，圣经告诉我们说，那个结果是走在光中的。
But if you walk with the Lord, the result is walking in the light.
所以你会发现啊。大卫一做王，没有想怎么巩固我的王位，第一个想到把约柜找回来。
So when David became king, he's not concerned about preserving himself on the throne. He looked for the ark.
他那个时候他就发现了，我只要寻求主神的国，我这个王位神会自己保住的。
If I seek His kingdom, He'll take care of my throne.
第二个，他寻找一个居所。
Then the second is he looked for a dwelling place for God.
你这诗篇132篇啊， 我真的不知道大卫为若想神有个居所想到这种程度的。
In Psalm 132, I cannot imagine how David is wanting for a dwelling place get to that kind of a condition.
你知道我们就等着要见我们的爱人啊什么，因为我整个晚上兴奋的不得了，就根本睡不着觉。
If we're waiting to see our loved one, maybe we're so enthusiastic that we cannot sleep that whole night.
大卫，他不知道什么时候会找到约柜。
David does not know when he will find the ark.
他会怎么样找到一个居所给神的
？And where he can, when he can find a dwelling place for God.
他说：“我不进我的帐幕，不上我的床榻。”
He said, "I will not enter my tent. I will not go to bed."
直到我找到。
Until I find that place.
哎，我现在很多学生不敢在自己房间读书的。
A lot of students don't want to study in their room.
因为床在旁边。
Because the bed is just beside.
对吧？这个有多少的劲可以不上床就躺下来就睡着了
？How much effort do you have to make not to go to that bed?
说他们要逃，要逃离他自己的家。
And so they run away from their.
我大卫好像也有这个问题，他不进他的帐幕。
You see David here, he doesn't want to enter his tent.
你知道我们啊，睡觉是基本的事。
Sleep is a very basic thing.
有人不爱睡觉的吗
？Is there anyone who does not want to sleep?
我觉得今天睡觉是一个奢侈品了，这个很需要睡觉。
Sleep, you really need it.
他说啊，不容我眼睛睡觉，也不容我眼睛打盹。
He does not want to slumber or sleep.
你试过你说哎呀我还没读完眼睛都已经开不了了
You know when you're studying and then your eyes are drooping and it's so hard to even get it open
我记得这个有时候要打自己啊这个怎么样希望那个眼可以开大一点再看一下
To be hitting myself just so the eyes can still keep open
大卫竟然有个心智说我找不到我这眼睛就撑住找个就是不睡
But to DavidHe has this heart that as long as I can't find that place for the Lord, I'm not going to let my eyes fall down.
他真的从里面要找到。
It is from within that he really wants to find this place.
你说神喜悦吗
What do you think? Is God pleased?
你如果有个爱，有你说爱的人，这就来到里面，哇，他也不睡什么，就是整天等着你来，你感动的不得了了吧
If someone loves you to the point that they...Don't want to go to sleep to wait for you. You probably are very touched by that.
神怎么对大卫说
？And how did the Lord respond to David?
你不可以为我建殿。
But the Lord says, "You cannot build the temple for me."
当头棒喝。
Immediately he was rejected.
我问你，你还会做什么
？Well, what will you do when you're
在这里我不会问你，都要查清楚。我一定问你们每个人回答我。
Well, I'm not going to ask you here, but in a Bible study, I will.
我这么的心愿呢，然后神第一回答不是你。
I have this heart, and yet the Lord said not you.
我不知道大家会怎么反应啊。
I don't know how we will.
我想有一些算了。
Maybe some people say, well, that's fine.
对吧？第二个，我尽责任呢，是你不要的，关我啥事？我尽责任了，不要怪我，是你不要我。
Or you say, I fulfill my duty. It's you who do not want it. That's it.
或者我就很生气了。
Or maybe you're angry.
又不敢直接向神生气，周遭的人就遭殃。
But you're not afraid. You're afraid of being angry directly with God, so you become angry with people around you.
什么人会有这些反应
？What? Who are the ones who have this kind of reaction?
心不变的人。
They are people whose heart has not changed.
你的心还是以自己为中心的人。
Because that heart is still self-centered.
你一定是这种反应的。
If you're self-centered, you will react this way.
但如果我把以神为我中心的话。
But if God is the center of my heart.
当大卫听到不是你是你儿子，哎呦，他已经很满足了。
When David heard it's not you but your son, he's very contented.
你刚刚。读这里你发现他尽所能的筹备 material
he did what he can
材料
to prepare all the materials.
你知道不是所罗门预备的。
The materials were not prepared by Solomon.
全部是大卫预备的。
They were all prepared by David.
大卫到死都还没见过殿的一点影子。
And till his death, he did not see a shadow of the
temple. 根本不知道这个儿子见不见的。
He doesn't even know whether Solomon will build that temple.
圣经说他祝福所罗门，你必须照我所说的做。
But he blessed Solomon and said, "You need to do what I say."
他也相信神对他讲过的话会成就的。
And he believed what the Lord said that it will come to pass.
弟兄姊妹，我们会做这个事吗？
Will we do such a thing?
功劳不是我。神从来到那个殿建起来是谁的建的？所罗门，大卫没有，功劳不在我身上。
The recognition is not on our part, because in this case, it was always called the Solomon's Temple.
历世历代下来，只有所罗门建的殿，大卫不存在。
So generation after generation, people know it as Solomon's Temple and not David.
大卫很看重这个殿是挂谁的名吗？
Does David care about whose name it is?
大卫只看重殿只要建起来挂谁的名都可以。
What he cares about is that there will be a temple. Whoever's name is not of his concern.
这是一个以神为中心的人。
This is one who has a God-centered life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天从大卫身上，这个人是为什么叫做另有一个心志？
So from David's life we can see what it means for one to have another spirit of mind.
因为他以神的事为念。
Because he has the things of God in his heart.
他关心神的事。
He cares about the things of God.
他先寻求神的国与神的义。
He seek God's kingdom and his righteousness.
所以他行在光中。
And that's why he is in the light.
神把他没求的都给了他。
And the Lord add on to him what he didn't even ask for.
神真的找到一个器皿，从他之后就作王直到永远。
The Lord really found a vessel and then from then on he is on the throne forever.
不止他的后裔作王。
Not only his descendants were kings,
直至到耶稣基督作王，直到永远。
But then up to the Lord Jesus who will reign forever.
这是我们一开始不会看到的。
This is not something we can see in the beginning.
对大卫来讲，我竟然有个儿子坐在我的王位上，他就非常感恩了。
For David to have a son who's on the throne, I'm already very thankful.
因为他看到扫罗没有儿子接续坐在王位上。
Because he sees Saul does not have a son to take on the throne.
神竟然答应我，我儿子接续我坐。
And yet the Lord allow my son to be on the throne.
神做的比这更多，不止他儿子，还有孙子、曾孙，一直到永远都坐在王位上。
But the Lord did even more.His grandson, his grand-grandson, until the Lord Jesus, and it's forever.
弟兄姊妹，我们是独特的民，神特别选出来。
We are a special people.
神要我们能够分别。
He wants us to be able to separate.
我们要给人知道，我们是被特选出来的一批人。
We are chosen to and called out.
我们如果明白我们是被特选，
If we know we are especially chosen,
求主救我能够脱离所有让我属灵生命熄灭的事。
May the Lord deliver us from anything that will put out the flame of our spirit.
不是一件一件的什么事情，
It's not one thing, that thing.
乃是如果把我对主的爱会熄灭的，就算是好的事，求主都救我能够出来。
Even if they're good things, if they will take out the flame of love in me, may the Lord deliver me from that thing.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你实在是恩待了我们。
Lord, you have really been gracious to us.
教导我们不是一个埋怨的人，是一个常感恩的人。
May we not complain, but always be thankful.
主啊，转变我们的心。
Turn our hearts, Lord.
可以渴慕你的事。
That we will mind your things.
说改变我们的眼光，给我们看到地上的事都是非常短暂的。
Change our perspective and let us see that the thing of the world is so temporal.
说给我们真正能够追求那有永恒价值的。
That we will truly pursue what's eternal.
接着在我们周遭发生这么多的事情，主啊，求你给我们得着智慧的心。
With all the things happening around us, give us a wisdom in our hearts.
主啊，你当日怎么让大卫懂得来跟从你？
How you let David know how to follow you.
主啊，今天让我们也成为一批真正跟从你的人。
Please make us a people who really follow you.
主啊，给我们愿意付代价来讨你的喜悦。
That we are willing to pay a price just so you will be pleased.
主啊，我们不愿意成为一批倒闭在旷野的人。
We do not want to be those who fell in the wilderness.
主啊，赐我另有一个心思。
Lord, give me another spirit.
忠心的跟从你。
And faithfully follow you.
特别在这样的时代里。
Especially in such a generation as this.
我们能够成为你的见证人。
That we will be your witness here.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.